Lots of people play video games, and there's research that shows that playing video games can affect your brain. One study says some types of games can have a beneficial effect on the brain, others can be detrimental. This week on WRVO's Health and Wellness Show, Take Care, hosts Lorraine Rapp and Linda Lowen talk with Dr. Gregory West, a professor of psychology at the University of Montreal and the lead author of the study that looks at how different types of video games can affect the brain.
So describe your study for us. Were the participants gamers prior to the study? Tell us what games they played and for how long.
The first one was a correlational experiment where we simply compared a group of habitual action video game players. These are people that played on average 19 hours a week of either first or third person shooting games like Call of Duty or Grand Theft Auto. And then we compared them to a control group, people who reported playing little to no action video games in the past year. When we scanned the brains of these participants and compared them, the action video game playing group displayed lower gray matter in the hippocampus.
So let's talk about that region of the brain that you studied.
The hippocampus is important for healthy cognition. It is involved intimately in spatial memory, for example, remembering where you park your car, remembering past life events. If you can remember your 10th birthday party, your hippocampus is retrieving that memory. But it's also one of the best known, what we call biomarkers, for certain neuropsychiatric illnesses. Now, we also gave these participants basically a spatial memory task so you can remember where you need to go by remembering the relative position between the streams and the rocks and the trees. Those people, they're using their hippocampus. In contrast, people can actually use the other main memory system, which is actually related to the reward system in the brain, and we call that a response strategy. Now, previous work has shown that people use a response strategy have less gray matter in the hippocampus. And when we tested our action video game group, the majority of them use this response strategy that we know is associated with lower gray matter in the hippocampus. So this is also affecting their behavior as well.
Are we talking then about a population that would in any way suffer permanent loss over time? Because your studies were very short term, but people play games for years.
The hippocampus is very plastic, so that means that it's very sensitive to experience, positive and negative. So at this point, we do believe that at least to a certain degree, gray matter that is lost can be regained. To what extent, however, remains to be determined.
What is the impact then of playing these games, first person or third person shoot 'em games? Is there a problem?
For that, I would say that the industry has already set out guidelines. For instance, these third and first person shooting games are rated for people 18 and older. So I would recommend, you know, that parents aim to follow those guidelines. In our current sample, we had people 18 to 30 years of age in our study, so we weren't able to directly answer that question.
That's Dr. Gregory West talking with Lorraine Rapp and Linda Lowen about how video games affect the brain. You can hear more of their conversation on Take Care, WRVO's Health and Wellness Show, Saturday morning at 6:30 and Sunday evening at 6:30. Support for this story comes from the Health Foundation for Western and Central New York.